The Nature Podcast from Nature, the International Weekly Journal of Science, presented by Chris Smith.
Researchers in Cambridge have come up with a much more efficient and compact way to send signals in space. Ken Teo from Cambridge University has for the first time managed to use an array of carbon nanotubes to produce bunches of electrons that are perfect for communications purposes, but without the need to resort to the high temperatures or bulky accelerators that are used by current systems.
We've come up with a device which can revolutionise communications in space. The problem with existing microwave devices used in space are that they're very large and bulky, and they are also very heavy. They're about a kilogram each, and a typical satellite carries about 50 of these, so you can imagine the weight. It costs around £10,000 of sterling to send a kilogram of payload into space, so we really want to reduce that.
And how have you surmounted the problem?
The way we've got around this is we came up with an electron source based on carbon nanotube technology, which can give us the same performance that's required.
But presumably at a fraction of the weight.
That's right. Now, carbon nanotubes are really an exciting new material. They're basically sheets of graphite that are rolled up to form a tube. And these have a diameter of a few nanometers and lengths which are from the microns to the millimeter range. So essentially, they're very, very fine needles. And what we have done is to very precisely place these needles into an array, and it really looks like a bit of needles, but at the nanoscale. So these fine needles then, when we apply a electromagnetic wave onto them, release electrons at high frequencies.
So how does that actually help you to revolutionise space communication, though? What are these electrons doing?
Okay, so now we have a different mode of operation altogether. These electrons coming off the carbon nanotubes are already bunched, so we do not need the long interaction line to form the bunches. And also now, we do not require heat to heat the cathode. We can instantly turn it on and off.
So it must be energy saving as well.
Yes, it's also very energy saving. And because we have the bunches, the whole process of amplification is very, very efficient. Because at the end, we have very little component that is lost or dumped.
And when's this going to be blasting off into space?
At the moment, we're building a 32 gigahertz amplifier, and we hope that this can be used in space in about 5 years' time.
Ken Teo from Cambridge University, who's cooked up an efficient way to generate microwaves in space.